The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Well, good morning. It's Friday, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, or the government is. Insert your own expletive. The shift show continues. Yep. McCarthy got voted down for the 11th time yesterday, and California is getting pelted with 100-mile-an-hour winds. You got all those homeless druggies living in tents on the streets. Makes you wonder if this isn't all deliberate to kill off as many of them, either by overdose or the elements, as possible. Can you really survive a 100-mile-an-hour wind in a tent on a street corner? I highly doubt it. You're going to get beat up. But it's, you know, it's that thought process that's going on. How can people be so inhumane? Subject of discussion this morning at the breakfast table, right? Well, the Power Mall, excluding dropship items, is offering you free shipping this week if you spend $200 or more. And you can start by ordering the Winter Wellness Bundle. If you have not already, it's two boxes of silver lozenges, a bottle of vitamin C, and a bottle of vitamin D, which regularly sell for $70.90. Your price is $53. On sale this week. And of course, you should add the Silver Gel 24 part per million and the OptiVita Silver Liquid 10 part per million to complete the Winter Wellness Bundle. I do right here. Got it in my water jug. Those of you watching us on live stream video, we are here. And if you're a new customer, you can take 10% off your first order simply by using the code FIRST and the number 10 at checkout. First 10, and you get 10% off your order if you're a new customer. And because of the fact that it is Cash Friday every Friday on the Power Hour, you can save 10% on your purchase at the Power Mall by using the code Cash Friday at checkout when you select cash, check, or money order for payment. Such a deal. And a big shout out to John M. and Brian P. for your donations. We can't thank you enough. It keeps us going. I know this is just, you know, what do we do for fun and excitement? Let's see. We go down to the Greyhound bus terminal and have ourselves paged. Sounds like fun. Oh, we got to come up with some, you know, so we have to have a little bit of levity with all this negativity going on here, bacon and eggs. Yeah, it's craziness. Craziness in Washington, D.C., and everybody's paying attention to that, or they want to know what happened. Is DeMar from the Buffalo Bills? Yes, he woke up, and he asked the first question, did we win the game? Imagine his surprise, and much to his chagrin, when he found out that the game was canceled because of the incident. The incident. Yep. Sorry, dude, but, you know, when you collapsed on the field and we had to revive you using CPR, kind of put a damper on the game, and the NFL decided to call it. And so the Bills and the Bengals, who were kind of like vying for that first place spot in the AFC, well, the Chiefs are 13-3, and they took the division. So, that's the AFC West, but the AFC East is what they were vying for. Now everything's up in the air. They don't know if that game will ever be replayed. I know everybody's, oh my God, we're all worried about it. and see what nobody's talking about. You notice how easy it is to deflect? First thing he asks when he wakes up is, did we win? See, just, you know, boy, rah, 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 shish, kumbah. Let's all sing kumbaya. Did he actually get the jab? Is that what caused it? Oh, no. Well, he took a pretty good hit. Did you see? He didn't. I don't think he took any more of a hit than most players do. He adjusted his helmet when he stood up, and then all of a sudden, bam, hit him like a ton of bricks. Now, could the tackle and the jab in combination with each other possibly induce the myocardial infarction because of all of a sudden major stress overload and boom, it's your time to go down? Possible. Is anybody acknowledging it? No. Bummer, isn't it? Good, love it. So today, Clay Clark's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. And Daisy Luther, the official blogger of the apocalypse. Yeah, she's the best-selling author, managing editor at theorganicprepper.com and thefrugalite.com and the CEO at Luther Inc. She has a website called theorganicprepper.com. And we're going to be talking about prepping in our next hour and Twitter files and economy. And because everybody is concerned about all the garbage that's going on. You know, France just shut down 4 food manufacturing plants yesterday with their energy crisis. Private companies can't even afford to stay open. So 800 employees just got laid off. That's crazy. So we're going to be talking about a wide variety of things with Daisy Luther in our next hour. So in the meantime, we've had some people commenting, side notes, about powers of attorney, specifically Connie. I know you're out there listening, so this message is directed at you. It's not legal advice. I'm going to basically what I do in order to avoid giving legal advice, which, you know, we don't do on this show because I'm not an attorney and you haven't retained anybody to give you the advice. I'm just going to tell you a story. It's basically suggestions because I went through this myself. Now, I moved to Florida in 2012 to take care of my ailing mother who was suffering from dementia. But at the time, in 2010 and 11, she had been informing me, I'm scared, and I'm asking her, why is that, Mom? Well, because I'm forgetting things. Oh, that's not good. Mom, it's time we got out your documents and had a look at them. Don't you think? Yeah, we better do that. Mom, my sister died, so she can't be the power of attorney anymore. What have you done? Have you made adjustments to your wills and your living trust and your durable power of attorney? Yeah, I've done all that. Let me see them. So I got them all out and looked at them, and I said, okay, you made your attorney a co-executor? Well, son, in case you died too, then I said, yeah, like I'm going anywhere right now. I don't think so. I didn't smoke 2 packs a day like my sister did. She died of lung cancer. Duh. And didn't bother telling anybody till 3 days before she passed. Then it kind of got, it slipped out that she was in stage 4 and on her deathbed in hospice and died at age 53. So craziness, but that's the way it is. But the thing is, to see, I don't know what they had going on, because as soon as she died, her ex-husband, widower, kicked the kids out of the house. All of her kids from her first marriage. Yeah. See, there, this makes me think that they didn't do any prep. All right. Now I'm telling you a story for a reason. In my instance, I bothered to sit down, look through all her finances, make sure that everything was in order, made sure that all the stuff was in trust. I actually had to rewrite a second amended trust to account for everything that was going on from the time that I was to take over as durable power of attorney, because she started forgetting things more and more. And you got to do it when they're sane. You got to do it when they're completely of all their cognitive faculties. You got to do it. If you don't do that, then no attorney is going to allow you to come in and sign durable power of attorney to anybody. And see, what happens is when they go into assisted living, a lot of these healthcare workers take advantage and they attach themselves like parasites to your loved one, because the assisted living, that whole thing is a racket. If you haven't been through it like I have, you know it's a racket, because, oh, they're all nicey nice until they get them in there. And then all of a sudden it's a fee for this and a fee for that. And, well, she's doing this and she's doing that. And, you know, when she was in independent living, all of a sudden living, she's becoming a liability. So I had to make sure that the durable power of attorney was enforced. Now, you have to understand something about durable powers of attorney. Durable power of attorney and medical surrogate are two distinctly separate forms. You've got to have it. A medical surrogate is somebody who comes in and takes the place of the person that's afflicted with medical conditions and makes a decision as to their medical care. Whether you pull the plug, whether they're on a ventilator, whatever the case may be, I want to get them out of the hospital. I don't like what you're doing. You're killing them. You're giving them remdesivir, putting them on a ventilator. I want them out of there. I'm going to give them ivermectin on my own. See, if you don't have a medical surrogate form and a durable power of attorney and a living will, you don't have those documents, you're screwed, and your loved one is even in worse shape, because the hospital will kill them and collect big money. It's happened. So, you know, the durable power of attorney is only good as long as they are alive. The second they expire, that durable power of attorney goes away. And then that's where the will kicks in. Now, if everything is in trust, then you don't have to worry about probating. I didn't have to, because my mother had everything in trust. So I didn't have to go to probate. I settled the estate. It was very quick. So you need to be looking at that. And it could be just a simple family trust. You can consult with an attorney in your state and set one up so that the IRS can't lay their hands on all the goods. And you want to make sure that if you're given durable power of attorney, that you're the responsible one here, because when they lose their marbles, you have to. And this is what happened with Mom. All of a sudden it got bad. She started losing it. And I said, okay, when the center called me and said, she's in independent living, she needs to go to assisted living, she's out of here, we can't have her here, she's falling over, squad is coming to her apartment constantly, I said, okay, fine. I'm going to start exercising my power of attorney. I took over for her and checked her out of the assisted living, put her into rehab, got her out of the UTI she was having and all the other conditions, and then she went into ALF from there. So, and then I took care of her. And she lived with me in the home until she passed. So that's what you need to do. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right. Dave in New York, how you doing, sir?
Hey, pretty good. Instead of probate, I'm crowbait. I'm a useless eater. Anyway, just real quickly, though, my mother was in a nursing home, and then in the hospital, and she needed a pacemaker, is what how it eventually turned out. But if you notice, the pacemaker batteries are only guaranteed to last for 3 years. Well, when she was in a rest home, they weren't going to take her back in to get another pacemaker. She was, you know, 85 or something, so she died shortly after that.
Sorry to hear that. Mine was yeah. 95.
Yeah. Then you get into the quality of life thing. How long you want to drag this on? You know what I mean? You're being selfish for not just letting them go, you know?
Well, but see, there's more to it than that, Dave. The thing is that you also have to worry about the affordability, because had my mom lived another year, she would have exhausted all of her estate, and I would have been paying for her care out of pocket. So, you know, she went at 95 years of age. She lived a good life. She wanted to die for the 10 years prior. When I was taking care of her, that's all I heard is, I'm ready to go when the Lord calls. I go, you don't even answer the phone when I call, Mom. So, you know, yeah, I mean, that's my mother was one of these Sagittariuses that had no filter. And when the dementia kicked in, the filter went away. And I mean, anything came out.
Yeah. Hey, I don't generally do this, but I just wanted to kind of like stand up for myself, because after I called the other day about, you know, that asteroid and whatnot, right. James McCann said one thing, and, you know, lowercase me, in other words, I'm not bragging or whatever, but I took a state test against 1-5, okay, 15,000 people, and I came in within a top 1.5% for observational skills and temperament. Okay. It was actually for prison guard stuff. They came out with this new thing, and it was quite a thing. And I was old enough where I was starting to worry about having a retirement, being that I was self-employed and everything depended on me staying healthy, which I worked with broken bones and all sorts of things just to keep everything going.
Yeah.
But if you know, that DVD about, you know, Ragnarok or whatever it is, there's like 7 different people on there that, you know, they're not just pulling stuff out of there or wherever. You know, being that that asteroid is the size of the Rose Bowl, I understand, you know, James McCanny and Tom Horn and these other people are well above my pay grade for that. But the same argument could be made where they don't know exactly where it's going to come. Somebody in that DVD series points out that the pi theory, you know, 3.14, blah, 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 was wrong. And you know, they didn't get too much arguing with it because he proved that that was wrong. And so their calculations that they make, that's how they miss so many, you know, when they make a moonshot or trying to hit Mars, they miss it all together, you know.
Yeah.
So there is, you know, that dog will hunt. So, you know, whether it's, I don't think you guys can do anything. I know that. You can encourage, maybe have a little debate, a friendly debate, because nobody's going to know the true answer until it happens or doesn't happen.
And Dave, when they start predicting and giving dates, that's when I just say, okay, I'm tossing that out the window. I can't live with it, you know.
Yeah, and I've heard other people saying, well, maybe, you know, with CRISPR and genetic manipulation and all that, people that take the shot are become the beast because they're part animal now. I do not agree with that because if they were given it under false pretenses, you know.
Yeah, they always say they were told it was safe and effective, you know, and Michael Yaden from Pfizer very clearly got out there and said, you got 3 to 5 years to live. And maybe if you are lucky and you start taking the right supplements, you might stay around a little longer. But if you don't, well, then you end up dead. End of story. I got a couple of things that I got to cover. And I appreciate your input there, Dave, this morning. The one thing we're dealing with in California is 14,000 plus foreclosures. And a lot of these foreclosures, in Texas and Florida, right behind them. And it's going to happen again. When you start losing jobs, you got Amazon, for example, that is basically canning 18,000 people now that the Christmas rush is over. 18,000 job cuts. And tech layoffs at Salesforce, 8,000 employees there. That's 10% of its workforce. The latest layoff by one of the Silicon Valley masters of the universe. It's the largest private employer in San Francisco deciding to shut down a number of its offices, saying the company's grown too much during the coronavirus pandemic, which, by the way, in world news, a senior WHO official says China's underrepresenting the number of deaths. India, meanwhile, has moved to buy mines in Argentina so they can compete with China for electric vehicle elements. Ooh, how's that working out for you? Facebook, now known as Meta, not only is Texas suing them, but they're now facing a $414 million fine from European regulators who ruled the company's services illegally deployed targeted ads using data that tracks users around the internet. Ooh, surveillance state. Speaking of surveillance state, the Palestinian government daily is charging Israel, are you ready for this, training and recruiting spy cows. I had to do that. And the Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. often referred to by his nickname, Bong Bong, made his first visit to China this week, met with Xi Jinping, and signed more than a dozen agreements between the two. Wow. Gotta love it. See, China's getting in bed with everybody but us, right? No, they're in bed with the Bidens. They're in bed with Hunter. They own them. We all know it. So in the meantime, as I was saying about these foreclosures, people are still dealing with bogus paperwork, which I have done two audits of county land records and probably have looked at least 20,000 documents during my lifetime and analyzed them to determine that there was a lot of phony hanky-panky going on. People signing these things and conveying interest into property they can't make sense of. In other words, the chain of title's all messed up. And what's worse is the way that these loans were packaged and securitized, it basically put screws to consumers during the 2008 through 2016 foreclosure crisis. And of course, as you know, they made a movie about it called The Big Short. And I want to play a little exchange for you between Steve Carell, who was playing Mark Baum, or Michael Eisner, as the Big Short book would read, and a stripper, a topless dancer that fell victim to these predatory loans. Here it is.
Look, if home prices don't go up, you are not going to be able to refinance, and you're going to be stuck paying whatever your monthly payment is once it jumps up after your teaser rate expires. Your monthlies could go up 200-300%.
James says I can always refinance.
Well, he's a liar. Actually, in this particular case, James probably is wrong.
200% on all my loans?
What do you mean, all your loans? We're talking about two loans on one house, right?
I have five houses and a condo.
Five houses and a condo. And see, all of this was done, and these guys were making light of it. These mortgage loan officers, man, it's all cash, and they inflated their earnings. And, I mean, the banks just ran away. The dish ran away with a spoon when it came to securitization. Man, they were selling these CDOs and credit default swaps, and they were making money six times over. Well, guess what? The saga is continuing, folks, which is one of the reasons why we are doing a workshop in California on January 28th. It's a Saturday from 9 to 5 at the Embassy Suites LAX Airport. If you or somebody you know in California or anywhere, as a matter of fact, we got attorneys coming from California and Texas so far are signed up. We got homeowners from Florida. One of them has been fighting his foreclosure for over 14 years now and fighting a REMIC. And he actually wrote checks to the REMIC and made it restrictive endorsement to the REMIC, and they were never cashed. You ever wonder why? Because the REMIC doesn't exist. It closed. It closes 1 year after it starts up. But see, nobody pays attention to that, including all the judges, which is one of the reasons why we had to bring it up. We shared that and more information in that workshop. So if you want to help other people, you can do that. We're going to have materials available at that workshop. But I had to let you know that it's going on because I'm one of the speakers there. McCarthy, by the way, lost an 11th straight vote late yesterday. And so they're going to pick this up again today. They're trying to schmooze, and of course, Judge Jeanine has to get on the five and say that it's making the Republicans look stupid. You know what? The whole shit show is stupid. And all they're doing is trying to create news and get people riled up, and it just isn't going to do any good because it's the same caca, different day. And of course, now Biden says that he's going to go to the border in an effort to secure it and expand the parole program. And I'm like, yeah, I'll believe that when I see it. The Arizona Supreme Court denied Carrie Lake's petition to transfer her election lawsuit to the high court, saying it's going to be heard before an appeals court instead. A pro-life group, which we've had on the show, Compass Care. Remember that? We had the reverend from pro-life Compass Care in Buffalo on there. Well, here's what they're doing. They've hired private investigators to uncover who firebombed its Buffalo office in June, citing months of slow walking and feigned interest from the FBI. Now, you see, apparently Jane's Revenge claimed responsibility, and they wrote, scrawled, Jane was here on the side of the building. The radical pro-abortion group. 5 months after the attack and a week after the midterm elections, in which the abortion played a central role, FBI Buffalo announced a $25,000 reward to anybody who can give agency information leading to arrests of these Jane's Revenge members that firebombed and threw Molotov cocktails into Compass Care's Buffalo office. Nothing. They dropped the whole thing. Nothing's happened. So Compass Care decided they're going to investigate on their own. Meanwhile, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration over its rule and a change in the rule, allowing immigrants into the country who will be dependent on welfare, according to documents obtained by Breitbart. Yeah, we the people get to pay their fees for welfare. That's not fair. The NFL, by the way, has officially canceled the Bills-Bengals game. It's over with. I don't know when that's going to get replayed. They're still trying to figure out what they're going to do with playoff seedings. I mean, it made a mess of everything. And he wakes up and goes, did we win? Wow. He could still die, folks, if he got the jab. You never know. Meanwhile, in science and technology, another Elon inferno. This time, a Tesla Megapack battery on a mobile supercharger caught fire and burned down in Baker, California, New Year's Day. We're just now hearing about it, of course. Unfortunately, they seem to be as prone to battery fires as Musk's Teslas. The Electrek reports the Tesla Megapack caught fire and burned down a mobile supercharger at a charging station. And here's the thing. They have a problem right now keeping these electric vehicles charged. And if the superchargers are going to catch fire and burn down, that doesn't say much for going out and buying an EV now, does it? I told you, we are decades behind in our technology, and we're just kind of like shooting ourselves in the foot while China's building all these coal-fired power plants. Wow. So what if elderly transhuman billionaires actually become immortal? That's what they think. They got this cockamamie idea. Hold on, I got to do my Clint Eastwood now. Cockamamie. People should use that word cockamamie a little more often. I like that word cockamamie. I don't hear it enough. They think they could kickstart the greatest revolution in medicine since the discovery of antibiotics. These people think they're going to live forever. Wow. They're dreaming. Dreaming. And of course now, shock study, social media use changes the brains of teenagers. It's a recent study by a psychologist showing the regular use of social media is linked to changes in the teenagers' brains. And of course, we're talking about Instagram, TikTok, and all of this stuff where they're just feeding these kids with constant information and turning them against their parents. Wow. We will be back on the other side of the break with our Clay Clark interview here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Hard Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Friday, the fifth day of January 2023. And I was talking to people yesterday and I said, are you still writing 2022 on your checks? And they go, God, you caught me. I said, yeah, I know it's going to take a little bit. You just got to put that in your brain. You see, that's part of cognitive dissonance and putting the thinking cap on and realizing where you are and what time it is. And of course, in the health category, I wanted to mention before we go to our interview with Clay Clark, there's three articles here. Wanting to know how to loosen your tight hip muscles? Well, there's actually a how-to right there on that. And can you pass a flexibility test? Yep. And a little article about intermittent fasting, 9 benefits and best practices. And fasting means not eating or drinking anything that contains calories for a period of time. You can drink water, black coffee, or other calorie-free drinks. That's how that works. And, of course, population bomb Paul Ehrlich, you know, is still blathering on about the end of civilization. I think we have more important things to worry about, which is one of the reasons why The Clay Clark Reawaken America Tour is coming to Nashville, Tennessee, January 20th and 21st. And let's see if we can get Clay Clark on the horn here. And once again, we are excited to be on the phone with Clay Clark from the Reawaken America Tour. And it's going to be happening January 20th and 21st in Nashville, Tennessee. And here I thought we weren't going to have any more Reawaken America tours, but no. And we got Clay Clark on the phone right now. How you doing, sir?
Well, I'm honored to be here with you. And I can just tell you this, everybody out there, God wants to use your time, treasure, and talents. And somebody out there, you can sing a song. Somebody out there, you can make a cake. Somebody out there, you can run a business. My skill set happens to be organizing mass events. And I never thought I'd be using it for team patriotism, but here we are. And General Flynn asked if I would do another event, so I said I absolutely would, and so I'm honored to serve. And so here we go to Nashville, Tennessee, with just under 200 tickets remaining now for the Reawaken America Tour, Nashville, Tennessee, January 20th and 21st.
Okay, now where is it going to be in Nashville? Because Nashville, yeah. Music City, is a big city. So what are we talking about?
Pastor. Well, I was looking for a church that wouldn't capitulate to the woke mob, because, you know, you get a lot of heat when you bring Eric Trump and Cash Patel and General Flynn and all these wonderful speakers to your church or to your venue. And we've actually had many venues canceled in the past. So I reached out to Pastor Greg Locke, and without hesitation, Pastor Greg Locke said he would love to host the event. This is the first pastor in America to roll out a reverse mask mandate. He told people, you can't wear a mask if you want to attend my church.
There you go. God love him. I know Greg Locke personally. I've been there, talked to him multiple times, saw him at the Reawaken America Tour, watched him on video multiple times. This guy is – every preacher in America should be just like him, don't you think?
You know, I tell you what, I think that he is unapologetic about sharing the gospel. And a lot of times the clips that people see online are where he's very excited and very fired up, but he's actually a very – diligent teacher of the gospel and student of the gospel. I mean, that guy prepares for his sermons in a way that is absolutely electric. When you get there, you hear the gospel shared with the enthusiasm that he puts into it, it really does wake people up to the truth of the gospel in a way that I think America's been missing for maybe 40 years in a row. So I just encourage everybody, if you haven't seen Pastor Greg Locke in person, it's worth doing. And if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, with just under 200 tickets remaining, it's going to be an awesome event. I think everybody's going to love it.
Well, you know, I have referred, or should I use the word reference, timetofreeamerica.com on the show multiple times, because people are calling and they've got questions, and it's like we're getting into this discussion now. We got NFL players collapsing on the field after what didn't look like a hard hit. They stood up and all of a sudden had a heart attack. And it's like, wait a minute, the NFL told everybody they had to get the jab if they wanted to play. And now all of a sudden, and we had a former Jacksonville Jaguars player, 38 years old, just die of a heart attack. And I'm just looking at the stats here going, man, it's just a matter of time before people start dropping dead like flies, and hear about all these soccer players in Europe dropping dead on the field, and people just like kind of ignore it, not make it a big deal. But you get a Buffalo Bills player all of a sudden after tackling somebody in a Bengals game, and all of a sudden he stands up and just falls over, and they have to use CPR and put him in an ambulance and get him there. And I said, folks, you need to go to timetofreeamerica.com and look at the patents, because there is stuff in here that you're not going to like. And when you got people like Urari, Klaus Schwab and the WEF talking it up, and then you got the Tedros from WHO, he gets on and he starts talking about, oh yeah, they're using the jabs to kill babies. And I'm like, what? He said that? I got callers on my show, Clay. What have you heard?
Well, I'll say this. Gordon Brown, who is the former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, he did an interview, and I want people to listen in, really, really listen in, folks. We're living through the Great Reset right now, so it's the Great Reawakening versus the Great Reset, okay? It's bigger than just America. It's bigger than just our tour. It's the whole world, you know? It's people that love freedom and God versus people that don't love God. and who worship Satan. The World Economic Forum, their logo is 666. And listen to Gordon Brown when asked, they said, hey, how's the Great Reset going to impact the lives of the people of the United Kingdom and the people throughout the world? Listen to what he said out loud. This is, again, Gordon Brown, former United Kingdom Prime Minister, saying this out loud. This is going to blow your mind. Here we go. And
it's going to be the fourth industrial revolution, an all-consuming industrial revolution right across the board. The speed of change, 1,000 times faster than during the first industrial revolution, and affecting all services, all products, all countries, all industries, and all people. It's going to lead to job destruction, so we've got to think about the jobs of the future and how we create them. It's going to lead to massive technological change in the way we deliver services. It's going to force governments to change their minds about how they operate. And all this has been set out by Klaus Schwab in the speech he made in Abu Dhabi to the summit of the Agenda Council.
And I have to say,
this is Klaus Schwab talking now with Joe Biden in 2016. Klaus Schwab introduces Joe Biden at the World Economic Forum 2016. Here we go.
My memory, you were one of the most engaged and hardest working participants here at the annual meeting. I watched you in the morning up to midnight sometimes. One engagement after the other one.
You've written extensively on the topic that you've asked me to speak to, mastering the fourth industrial revolution.
Klaus Schwab is openly introducing Joe Biden in 2016 to talk about the fourth industrial revolution. And the final sound clip I have here is, Klaus Schwab was asked by Charlie Rose, the reporter Charlie Rose, if you'd like to sit down in front of us, circular table with an all-black background and ask people questions. He says, Klaus, what is the fourth industrial revolution?
And you see, the difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing, just as an example.
We are now listening. It will be, as Aldous Huxley termed it, the final revolution. There will be no coming back from it. Freedom, as we have known it all our lives and for generations before us, will be extinguished forever.
If they roll out this central bank digital currency, freedom, as we know it, will be gone because they'll introduce programmable central bank digital currency. The technology in the central bank digital currencies, you can find it by typing MIT CBDC. So MIT, and then central bank digital currencies. You can find it. It's called the Hamilton Project. And this technology was developed by the Epstein Lab, which was funded by Epstein and Gates. And that same lab developed the quantum dot, which is in the vaccines and the vaccine passports. So the quantum dot is in the shots and in the vaccine passports. And the name of the currency they're rolling out is called the quant.
Oh, my. Well, and see, the thing is that I have been telling everybody on this show that, you know, and this is the thing, we were watching the other night on Fox, and Tucker had on Tony Robbins. And Tony Robbins is saying, hey, if you want to do something right now to improve your life, you need to invest in yourself. And I'm like, I hope you were listening to what he just said, because I would be taking out every nickel in my bank account right now and threatening my bank to completely shut down my account if they go to this digital currency. They did this in England. They did this in Ireland and put a temporary hold on this. The banks capitulated and said, okay, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do digital currency. But that they didn't say when. They just said, we're not going to do it. But that doesn't mean they can't change their mind in the future. And I'm just a little skeptical about this, and I'm telling people, you know, aside of running on their bank, to go in there and start withdrawing money and start stocking up on supplies. And people keep telling me that they're stocking up on guns and ammo and food and seeds, and I can't get enough seeds. I got so many seeds. We got to start planting gardens. You got a big enough garden where you're at. In fact, your wife is into vertical gardening. I've seen some of her work. It is just awesome.
Yeah, you know, we're in the process actually today in our office. We have a group of our staff right now. They're actually erecting more tower gardens, and this is not a shameless pitch for tower gardens. You brought it up, but I'll
answer. Oh, you go, guy. You go, man. I love it. I love what I saw. I think people need to get into it because you talk about maximizing space. Go for it.
Well, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, we have a button called How to Grow Your Own Food. And my wife and I started a little experiment, and it was, I wonder if we can grow enough food to feed our own family. And so we invest. I looked at a lot of different programs, a lot of different opportunities, and I found these tower gardens. And the website you can go to is Clay Clark Tower Gardens, but there's other brands. But Clay Clark Tower Gardens is the landing page that we created where you can learn more about this, or you can go to timetofreeamerica.com and click on the button that says How to Grow Your Own Food. But my wife really took to it, got after it. We worked through the prototype, and we were able to grow enough food to feed our family, which includes my wife and I, our five kids. And so now we just erected a 20 by 40, an additional greenhouse, and we're building other ones right now because I want to be able to feed basically, an abundance of food. Because if they roll out the central bank digital currencies, think about it for a second. If they roll out the programmable central bank digital currencies, which, by the way, they go under your skin. That's how you, what? That's how they work. So if they roll out the central bank digital currency that goes underneath your skin, and the average person says, you know, I don't want to put this underneath my skin, then you're going to have a supply chain problem. Because what if a farmers say, I don't want to put this underneath my skin. So all of a sudden you've got the stores that sell the food. They don't have any food to sell. And because I have not, I'm not a central banker. I haven't spent a lot of time with the central bankers. Haven't spent any time with central bankers. I thought you should hear how the new central bank digital currency works. So listen to this, folks. Here we go. This would be Max Keiser on the Tucker Carlson Show the other day explaining how the central bank digital currencies developed by MIT, how they work. Listen to this.
They're going to bypass the banking system. One of the reasons why they're doing this is because the banks, once again, need to be bailed out. But the feds are going to let the banks swing in the wind, and they're going to go directly to consumer, and you're going to get your money directly from the central bank. They're not going to be bailed out this time. The feds are going to say, you're out. We're going to go directly to consumer. Here's a CBDC. This programmable money and centralized money is no different than fiat money, and the tricks that you can do with it are insanely and dystopian. And we already know this is happening in China. They already have an inversion of the social credit scores, et cetera. But, you know, for example, you know, you'll get your CBDC, and it'll say it's good for until 2024. This money that you just earned, it expires.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking. He wrote the book and did the documentary, The Princes of the Yen, about the Japanese central bank. Here he is in Malmo, Sweden, in May.
The nature of this CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that. Right. But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it. It to one of the old central banks in Europe that are very much promoting this, and they showed him. And you know, he's a top executive director of another central bank in Europe, and there's no reason to believe that he was telling me a story. And it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
So you might have missed what happened Wednesday afternoon at the Fed.
This is Glenn Beck.
But they started their CBDC. Maybe we should start having the conversation of, gosh, this looks like the mark of the beast.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I can believe it. And the thing is that we had heard the New York Fed was starting this program up. And I'm just like, folks, you don't realize how close we are to doomsday, because if they go to this thing, they can do exactly what they did to those truckers up in Canada, shutting off their bank account. They don't want you buying certain things like guns and ammunition because they don't want you coming after them. And they certainly want you to do everything that you're told. And so they literally can control your food supply. Clay, you just brought it up about supply chain. So, I mean, if you don't have an ongoing way, I mean, gardening, I hate to say it, but people need to take that up, and they need to figure out a way to open up the barter system, work within their community, tell their county and community leaders, that you've got to go to the state level and you've got to stop this thing. The state needs to just say, enough, we're not doing this. I mean, do I see a revolution on the horizon here?
I believe that America is going to stand up and speak out of necessity. But I saw it happen. I was invited to a wonderful party the other day, you know, New Year's Eve. And I'll just say this in closing. I was with a bunch of people for New Year's Eve, and people were asking me. They're saying, Clay, what's happening? You know, you see Eric Trump and Cash Patel and General Flynn, and you do these Reawaken America tour events, and what's going on? So I was telling a group of guys, and I was discovering that the group of guys, they were intently wanting to know what was happening. But there was a big screen showing a football game. And occasionally people, they would drift off their focus on the discussion. I mean, many of the men were contributing. They're saying, you know, I've seen these new blue lights. I've heard what's in the shots. And they're talking. But you lost about half of the men in the room because they kept looking at the big screen that was projecting the Ohio State football game, right? So it's like half of the people that could be, these are all conservative men that could have been speaking out or learning things. They're perpetually distracted by things that don't matter. So I would just encourage people today as homework. One, go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com if you're looking for jobs that don't require the COVID shots. Two, go to timetofreeamerica.com if you're looking for a COVID-19 vaccine religious exemption. Three, go to timetofreeamerica.com if you want to join us for the Reawaken America Tour in Nashville, Tennessee, January 20th and 21st. And four, go to Reawaken America, go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com if you want to watch the Reawaken America Tour documentary. And the reason why I'm saying that website so many times is we've cited all the sources there. And if you go there, that's one place in this world of perpetual distraction that I know you can go to where you're always going to find updated information brought to you by the tip of the spear experts and speakers and teachers and preachers that we have on the Reawaken America Tour. Every time they're talking, I'm taking notes, I'm learning stuff, and I organize it all right there at timetofreeamerica.com.
And, you know, we will be streaming it live because I know JT and all your crew, I mean, this you don't realize – what it takes to put on one of these folks until you've actually been to one. I've been to the one in Dallas and Myrtle Beach, and I'll tell you, the production value in this is huge. Nothing like you've ever seen in your life. This is an event that you probably, as long as it's out there and you have the opportunity to go, you need to go, especially if you're anywhere near Nashville or close to Nashville and you can buy tickets. Are we on a name your price thing with these tickets now?
Yes, and I want to be very – my wife and I, we felt very strongly that we wanted everybody to be able to attend these events. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com and request a ticket, you can name your price. And what that means is we want to make it affordable for everybody to attend. And we do have some VIP tickets if you want to sit closer and meet some of the speakers. Those are some things we can do. But in order to offset the cost of these, we do have to charge something, but we want people to be able to name their price. So you can do that at timetofreeamerica.com.
There you have it. Clay Clark, it is a blessing and a godsend to have you out there fighting for the common man, and we appreciate you and everything you stand for. God bless you richly in everything you do, and thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you more than you know. And there you have it, Clay Clark. Ladies and gentlemen, what can I say? We are coming up on the top of the hour break. I have a little bit of time to get in some COVID-related news. Mounting evidence is showing that the COVID shots are destroying people's immune systems and are triggering turbocharged cancers. This is a survey by Steve Kirsch, found sudden death. Remember that SADS, sudden acute death syndrome? Sudden death is the number one cause of death among those under the age of 65 who got the COVID jab. Wow. The jabs, repeated jabs, trigger a switch in the types of antibodies that your body produces and that lowers your ability to clear viruses by switching from spike-specific neutralizing IgG antibodies to IgG4 antibodies. Your body switches from tumor suppression mode into tumor progression mode. Yep. Craziness. And, of course, if you think that taking Paxlovid, which has been advertised for mass use, is going to help you, now they're saying that there's somebody like 550 contraindications with hundreds of drugs that you might be taking. And then all of a sudden you start popping this in, you know, see, look at where it came from and ask yourself whether or not you needed it or not. Oh, and in the area of cancel culture, the Schiff Show. I told you we were going to get to that. That is our last story of our news segment here. But Adam Schiff also got his mug into the middle of censorship, pressuring Twitter to ban a journalist, Paul Sperry, from the Twitter social media platform. And this according to newly released messages and emails that have been dug up. So, you know, here's the thing. Matt Taibbi has been exposing a lot of stuff. He used to write for the Rolling Stone. But then when you start to see the gobbledygook that is coming up and the fact that our own Congress people are involved in censorship, Mr. Schiff, if this could be verified, has violated the Constitution of the United States, namely the First Amendment. We are entitled to freedom of speech, folks. And if you need a reminder, we are selling, and I've got one right here. You can see that on the screen. I'll hold it up right there, the Pocket Constitution. We have them available at the Power Mall. And you could buy them in quantity and give them to your friends. These actually will fit. If you have these things, they'll fit inside of a birthday card. And when you send greeting cards and thank you cards, stick one of them in there. And then you can help us stay on the radio because all the proceeds from all the sales goes to help the Power Hour survive because we don't live off government grants, folks. We're not like that. So we have a First Amendment freedom of speech issue. That's just Schiff. That's why all the mainstream media is calling it the Schiff Show. And, you know, and you get people like Tucker Carlson and Jeanine Pirro and everybody out there creating news by saying that this whole thing is making Republicans look stupid. It takes away the cause and effect scenario of why it's happening in the first place. It's not that people can't get along. It's that a handful of them want the Constitution and the rest of them don't. We will be back with Daisy Luther after the top of the hour break here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for joining us this hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.